From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. New Hampshire has a big decision to make in just a few weeks, and our latest visit there is turning up a lot of people who have yet to make up their minds. New Hampshire holds the nation's first presidential primary on January 8th, and from time to time, our co-host Melissa Block has been checking in with voters in the town of Milford. That's in the southern part of the state, a largely working-class town of about 15,000 people. It's also home to a lot of recent transplants who are helping turn that red state more blue. Like the rest of New Hampshire, Milford has slightly more registered Republicans than Democrats, but 44% of voters are undeclared or independent. And overall, this week, Melissa has found many voters are still undecided.
The Santa Lucia Festival at the First Congregational Church of Milford. Pink-cheeked girls in white robes with scarlet sashes and wreaths on their heads. It's a Scandinavian tradition to mark the beginning of the Christmas season. And this year, with the primary coming so soon on the heels of the holidays, the political season is in full swing, too. It's an invigorating time for church member Holly Gladston. She teaches 12th grade English, moved to Milford recently from Tennessee. This is her first New Hampshire primary. Her husband was in Milford during the 2004 campaign.
And he was always calling back and forth, so excited. Oh, you're not going to believe who I saw in town, and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, I was at a diner and somebody walked in. And he's like excited. So, that made me excited about moving up here, being part of the political process.
Holly Gladston has met John Edwards and Barack Obama. She's leaning toward Obama. She says she likes his skills and intellect. As for Hillary Clinton,
that has been a very difficult issue for me to think about because I'm so excited that a woman is running, actively engaging the issues, and that just really fires me up. At the same time, I have just not been able to connect with her. My fear is that we are going to have a different administration with her in name only, though I felt like it was a good administration, the Clinton administration. I just think we need something radically different.
But that Clinton legacy is a selling point for Democratic voter Paula Smetana, a nursing assistant.
I like Hillary because I think she made a good team effort with her husband when he was president. I think she was a very big influence with him.
And you like that? You think that's a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. And with his experience, I think they'd make a great team. And I liked what they did when he was in office. They helped the middle class, and I really feel that in America today, the middle class really needs help, because I'm part of that group.
I met Paula Smetana at the public library in Milford, and I found lifelong Democrat Jed Miller working at a computer nearby. He says this is an unusual primary for him.
Now, I've got to say, this is the first time, with less than a month ago before the primary, that I'm still a little undecided as to which candidate I'm going to vote for.
He says a few months ago, he and his wife were 100% set on voting for Clinton. Now they're wavering.
The idea of change, I'm wondering if Hillary is too, with Bill Clinton, former president, if Hillary's too embedded in the problems that are in Washington right now, if perhaps complete change, like the Obama campaign is talking about, is perhaps a better way to go.
That view is reflected in recent polls that show Clinton's lead shrinking as Obama makes gains in New Hampshire. Gary Chapman was also at the library checking out a Stan Kenton box set. He's new to Milford, moved here from Missouri 3 years ago. He's an independent voter who likes Bill Richardson, Barack Obama, and Ron Paul. How will he decide?
It'll probably come very late on the night before the election. And I'll be sitting up all night really thinking about it, and I'll be doing a little pro-con thing on a scratch pad. And hate to make up my mind now, and then somebody trips and stumbles down the road, and then I have to make up my mind again. So I want to do this once. And
the night before.
Yeah.
Santa came to Milford on Sunday.
All right. How are you doing this morning?
He shook hands in the center of town on the Milford Oval, where many a political candidate has done the same.
Wow, just what I need is a donut. How did you know I need a donut?
Like a good politician, this visitor came bearing good cheer and promise and seemed to be quite familiar with all the children of Milford.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
You've gotten so big from last year.
Yeah.
You been eating a lot of vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Some families waited for 2 hours in the cold to see Santa. Plenty of time to talk politics. Here's Paul Barrett, a Milford Republican, wearing regalia of the New York Jets.
I was a strong McCain supporter, but doesn't look like he's doing too well, so I'm starting to lean towards Giuliani. I don't agree with him on abortion. I know he's considered more liberal than Republicans normally go towards, but I love how he's more towards terrorism and, you know, and immigration, and I like how he's strong against those.
Polls show McCain and Giuliani pretty much tied for second in New Hampshire. Mitt Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, still holds a sizable lead over both. Republican voter Steve O'Keefe reflects the fluidity of this race.
Believe it or not, I was probably 100% for Mitt, and now actually I like Mike Huckabee.
Well, when did you change your mind, and what made you change?
I think it's just a lot of the way Mike's been doing in a lot of the debates, the bickering back and forth between Mitt and Rudy was, I guess you could say, a little concerning to me, and you know, Mike kind of stood out as being more of a leader in that.
As children tossed snowballs waiting for a turn on Santa's lap and volunteers handed out free cocoa, I talked with Steve Opry. He teaches at a local middle school, got to meet John Edwards at a round table at school, asked him some questions, and that sealed the deal. Edwards will get his vote next month. A registered Republican for 20 years, Opry changed last year to independent. He's disappointed with the war in Iraq and the economy.
As a fiscal conservative, I think that means I'm a Democrat now, because the Republicans haven't been fiscally conservative for the last 6 or 7 years.
He and his wife, Cammy, think Edwards has the best chance in November.
You can put Hillary on the ticket, and we could put Obama, and I love them both, but they're not going to win because the South will vote against them, a whole block of them.
So it's important for you to vote for somebody who you think could win in November.
Yes. Yes, because if a Republican gets in, I think I'm moving to Canada. I can't take it anymore.
Randy Malkit was braving the chill on the Oval, handing out literature for long-shot Republican Ron Paul. Paul favors limited government, and if he does well anywhere, it might just be here in the live-free-or-die state.
This is the first candidate that I actually wanted to vote for. I wasn't voting for the lesser of two evils, you know. This is a guy who really inspired me to come out and campaign for him.
Do you actually allow yourself to think President Ron Paul?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why we're out here. You know, if we didn't think so, you know, we wouldn't be doing this.
Everyone on the line for Santa had a wish list: health care for the uninsured, better schools, an exit strategy for Iraq, fiscal responsibility.
An iDog, iPod shuffle, 3 bottles of root beer,
a clock, a guitar, Donkey Kong, a goldfish,
High School Musical 2, Hannah Montana TV, $160, and a locker decorator.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Santa could teach the candidates a thing or two about promising more than you can deliver.
What would you like to have for Christmas this year?
Teddy bear.
All right. You have a teddy bear now?
Mm-hmm.
You need another one, huh?
Where they can be friends.
I'm Melissa Block in New Hampshire.
Thank you for coming. Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.